Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and more. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now celebrating 16 years of broadcasting, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I'm excited to welcome actor Tory Davon Smith to our program today. He's an individual who's not only been able to do what he loves, but also to share his talent with all of you guys. His most recent project is one I had a chance to see. It's a film called Addicted to You. We'll talk to Tory not only about the movie, but also what it's been like for him to see the response to it. Tory, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, nice to meet you.
The pleasure's definitely all mine. So, Tory, you know, already you're starting off 2020 with a lot of great work, including, of course, Addicted to You. What has it been like for you to see the early response to the film?
It's been really fantastic and I'm going to say quite surprising, you know. I think it's always interesting when you do smaller projects if it'll actually get any sort of attraction, reviews. So, especially in an industry that is so congested with so much material, film-wise and television-wise in this era, I think it's been really lovely, and especially lovely for the producers, the director, the writers, those who created it, you know, from the ground up.
Right, exactly. And I think it's such a cool story. You know, I've had a chance to speak with the director of our program as well as, you know, some of the cast. And I think one of the things that definitely comes across is the fact that, you know, kind of being a part of this family aspect and being able to tell the story, that can be funny, but I think also sometimes true to life when we think about relationships. So, Tory, for those who have been, you know, kind of following your journey, I mean, what was it about acting that spoke to you to make you say, this is something I want to do?
I think it had a lot to do with my childhood. I grew up in the foster care system, so it was a mechanism for me to actually escape. Once I became much more of a, I want to say more of an, less of a performer, more of an actor, I realized that I could sort of like substitute my own life and use my own experiences within my performances and sort of understanding characters and plays and films and things like that. So it was really my childhood and a way to go away into another world that was much better than my own.
Right. Well, and I appreciate you sharing that. And that's one of the things I noticed when I was prepping for the segment, Tory, you know, how you've been able to talk about your own journey, right? And then, of course, to reflect on where you are. I mean, and it's one thing to be able to build an audience because of the work. People follow projects. What has it been like for you, though, to see how many people have been attracted to you, your own journey, and the success that you've been able to have?
It's been really lovely. I think in terms of, let's say, like social media, I don't have like an incredible amount of people who follow me. But the people who do follow me by their own will, and it's because of the work that I've done and have expressed in the world, which I think is really, really exciting. And more so than anything, it's the people around me, my friends, the people that I've made my family, to make them proud of me, has been an exceptional experience.
Well, I think, too, I mean, again, for those who followed you, we've gotten to see you do really the best of both when it comes to being a part of films like Addicted to You, but also, of course, television, where you've been able to have recurring roles in other projects that are coming up. Don't know how much you'll be able to tell us about that, but I did want to talk about the family aspect of that. I mean, is that kind of one of the things that makes it, you know, even sweeter for you, that you've been able to do what you love, but also to work with such amazing folks from project to project?
Absolutely. I mean, Addicted to You was basically Steve J. Brown, the DP on the project. We were friends from long ago, or years before, actually. We worked on a small episode called Black and White, and he was someone I met through a friend, and he was the DP on that series. So it's really wonderful to come up with your friends that you know, because to me, that's what networking is. Networking is not trying to sort of connect with really big named people. It's the artist around you, because if you are an artist in LA, actor, writer, director, what have you, musician, you start to collect people who have the same interests, and hopefully you rise together. Very Judd Apatow, you know, that's what we all want to do, sort of, you know, rise together with our artistic friends.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that people have been able to see. You mentioned social media, and I want to go back to that, Tori, because I think that has kind of become almost a necessary evil in many ways. You know, there are some people who enjoy it, others not as much, but they definitely realize the power of it and the importance of it. What was it like for you to embrace that, to be able to not only to connect with people offline, but then to be able to build this online community?
Well, it's been sort of an interesting journey. My main focus primarily is just working on myself as an actor, becoming better and better at the craft of it. I have such a love for the art form itself,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to actually garnering any sort of real fame from it. Notoriety is important for you to progress in your career, but I'm not seeking fame. I'm seeking to be the best actor that I can. And that rests on social media, as opposed to, I don't necessarily project my life, my personal life on social media. It's primarily my work, and because that's basically where I want people to pay attention.
And they definitely are paying attention to you. Another thing, of course, I did not realize this when we initially booked this conversation, Tori, but you also are building buzz because another project that just recently came out on the Winfrey Network, Cherish Today. I mean, what was that like for you to be a part of this, you know, amazing journey with this cast, and then, of course, to be able to showcase your work in that?
Really fantastic, actually. It's created by Ava DuVernay, nominated for Selma, her amazing film of Martin Luther King. So I was a guest star for a couple of episodes on that series, and it's always interesting when you're a guest star. You come on set, and everyone else is already established. They've been filming for weeks on end, but I have to say that it was quite a lovely experience, and Alano Miller, who plays one of the protagonists in the series, he was so wonderful to me, so open and so giving. So to be on a set and actually have people who are lovely is refreshing and so needed. So I had such a great time doing that show.
Yeah. Was definitely something for our audience to look out for. I mean, a really powerful story. You said something, too, I think is important for our audience out there, especially for those who want to be a part of the industry, who look at what you do, Tori, and say, I want to do that, or at least want to be a part of the industry. I think motive is so important. It's interesting what you even have on your Instagram. For those who are not following him, I will definitely let you guys know how to stay connected with Tori. But you talk about, you know, climbing to the top of ego and jumping off. I mean, you really have to have that love of the craft, I think, to be able to sustain a career, right? Is that one of the things you tell people, that if they want to be a part of this industry, that passion, that love is so important to that?
Absolutely. I took that quote from the Netflix film, The Two Popes, with Jonathan Pryce and Anthony Hopkins, actually. And I feel it speaks so well to wanting to be an actor in the industry. I think that's the main reason. If you don't love it, there's no other reason that you should be doing this, because it is incredibly subjective. You are bombarded with rejection after rejection after rejection after rejection. You have to have such insane stamina, because it can be quite emotional to be that rejected for so long. I mean, even though I receive work and I'm very grateful for the auditions and the work, I am much more rejected than I am accepted. Mm-hmm. So your love of the art form should be center. There should be nothing else. I think especially in this era, and with social media, the influence of ego, to be praised, to be looked at, to be judged in the most positive way possible, is not necessary, not when you're trying to be an actor. And I do want to tell people that if they are wanting to be in the industry, it's very two different things to be an actor and to try to be a working actor in the Hollywood industry. Those are two very, very, very different things. But I do keep the core focus of myself is to be a good actor.
Well, I'll tell you, it's great to be able to see you get the recognition that you deserve, Tori. And also, of course, it's great to be able to see you in a variety of roles. I mean, again, Addicted to You, a very fun film, but then now to be a part of Cherish Today and other great projects definitely is great as well. So, Tori, I kind of teed it up. I mean, how can our audience stay connected with you to kind of keep up with the great things that are coming up for you?
primarily my social media. My Instagram and Twitter is Tori Devon Smith. I have a couple of films coming out, and also I have a series on a new app. It's a streaming service. It's a new streaming service, but it's an app called Echo, and you download this app. And it's really cool and innovative. I think it's taking television or streaming to a new level. They're all interactive shows. And my show is called The Coop. It is a murder mystery comedy. It's obnoxious. It's outrageous. Tony Hale is in it. Brian Husky. The cast is hilarious. Directed by Nora Kirkpatrick, which is really fantastic. So, yeah, that's where you can catch me.
All right, so make sure you guys are definitely staying connected with him. Tori, congratulations to you on all of the success. Looking forward to a lot of great things from you this year, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. Let's make it a great one.